Even nicer to be back. So again, it's been quite a while, but I think
a month.
Wow, times
23rd of December. So almost.
A month. Wow. So I think we're on page 58, Simon Yud Ches, and we're again talking about tzitzis. So again, we might have done this 3-4 weeks ago, the last time we were together, but just to get a running start. In base, again, people asked about this. Sardinium, a blanket. I think we do this. A blanket. So now again, what we learned in the previous sif, is there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, a famous machlokas. But again, just so we get back into it, especially myself. What garment? Now, again, we obviously know four-cornered garments made out of certain materials, you know, deraisa, derabanan. But the Rambam holds that anything you wear at night, even if it's, whatever you want to call it, regular clothes, I don't know, for lack of a better term. So, again, if you're wearing it at night, so it's pater from tzitzis, that garment, even if it's a four-cornered garment, it's pater from tzitzis, and anything you wear during the day. So, since it's daytime, so no matter what it is, if it's a four-cornered garment, so then it's chayv and tzitzis. That's chayv and tzitzis. The Rush holds, no. The Rush holds that a garment that is a daytime garment, so then, even if you wear it at night, it is chayv and tzitzis. Conversely, if it's a nighttime garment and you wear it during the day, so it's pater and tzitzis. So now, again, the big question is, let's say you have a blanket. So blanket is usually a four-cornered garment. I mean, garment meaning that it covers you. So then the shaila is, do you have to have tzitzis on your blanket? Answer is, so the Mechaber says, afal pi sha'adam yashen b'hem b'boker, even though, right, most people don't wake up, except for people in the shul, before the crack of dawn, people are usually sleeping while it's still daylight. Again, present company excluded. But still, even though you're sleeping with it during the day, or while it's day, ematilim b'hem tzitzis. You don't put tzitzis on it, on a blanket, and that's why we don't usually see it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, as we noted, I might have noted last time, points out that because a blanket mostly is used for nighttime, and so therefore it's considered a nighttime garment, ksus laila, and therefore it's pater and tzitzis.
It's not because you don't wear it. It's not because
again that's the thing. If it goes on top of you, it's considered wearing.
So then what about a big towel, which is four corners, and during the day you want to dry yourself?
Right. So again, that might be too short of a time. Again, people sleep.
It has to be something.
You know, it's not, yeah. So again, but that would be the question. But that's your point is a very good point too. And but so the Mishnah Berurah points out that this only works according to the Rosh, but according to the Rambam, right? The Rambam does not differentiate what type, what the function, so to speak, of the garment is. If you're wearing it during the day, it's chayv. So therefore, according to the Rambam, it would have to be that it would be a problem. So Mishnah Berurah brought down a few answers to this, that maybe the Torah only obligates, sort of like what Mr. Magid was saying, something that it's derech malbush, it's like wearing it. It's derech malbush, or that you're wrapping yourself in it, not just that it's on top of you. But then the Mishnah Berurah, as you might recall, brought down that some disagree and say, no, it's a problem. And therefore, what you should do is you should make sure one of the corners is round. So it's not four-cornered garment. So again, that would be an issue. Now, again, the pasha kasha on all this is we don't see anybody with tzitzis on their blankets. So the Mishnah Berurah brought that. If you recall, I think that we discussed this last time. The Mishnah Berurah brought down that he holds that it's only you're only machmir by something that's a woolen, something out of tzemer, something out of wool. We saw before because we're more machmir by wool, wool and linen are chayv midoraisa possibly, according to some, and therefore the prima donna would hold that's only by wool. Actually, he says, but linen also, linen and other materials, you wouldn't have to worry about it. So therefore, I assume that's the way we come out, like this opinion of the Mishnah Berurah according to prima donna, that most of our, I think most blankets are made out of...
There are wool blankets,
but I would think that mostly they're polyester and all other different types of materials. So, and therefore, again, we rely upon this prima donna according to Mishnah Berurah, and you don't see people snipping off corners or, I don't know, I haven't taken a poll, but and you don't see people putting tzitzis on blankets.
So we hold by the rope, since most blankets are not wool.
Right, I assume most blankets are not wool. People are allergic to wool, it's, stuff like that. So therefore, it's less of a problem. Okay, now this is a big one. I think we started this last time. Meimasai mevarchal tzitzis v'shachar. When do you make a bracha on tzitzis? Okay, I got a proper garment and everything, but you have to make a bracha. Like tzatzeif, al mitzvahs, depending if it's, So the machaber, as you all know, right, it's on the emissaries. There's a line, there's a column. There's a mishiyakir ben tcheles sheba lulavam and sheba. Has to be that's light enough outside that you are able to differentiate between the blue and the white of the tzitzis. Going outside, it's light enough that you can tell the difference. Now, again, so we have this time that we have listed on here, right? It's after Alos, before Nates, but it's called Mishiyakir. You see that, today was 6:06, right?
Later.
Right. So, no, it's getting 6:05. 6:05 by the end of the week. But anyway, so that is a time. Now, that's an astronomical calculation based upon, but I don't like to bring this up, but Lamaisa, it is an issue. I think Rabbi Blue, Sekhet Salah Baruch, when he was here, brought this up. That Rav Moshe used to go outside. How light is it? Again, this is before sunset, but
sunrise.
I don't know. I hate to tell you, sometimes, I'm up, most of you are up at this time. You go outside at 6:06, it's really dark. I don't know if we took away the lampposts. Hopefully they don't, but... I don't know the way the city's going. But, would you be able to tell, differentiate between the blue and the white? Now, the Mishnah Berurah, you're right, brings down another opinion that if it's somebody an acquaintance,
casual.
Right? It can't be somebody you know really well, because somebody you know really well, you could tell them from, a mile away. And it can't be somebody you don't know at all. Or very, because that's not, it has to be like this middle ground type of person, if you want to use that term, and you're able to recognize them. Now, again, if you're using that barometer also, So, again, most of you, I could tell you from a mile away just by the way you walk. I mentioned to one of my neighbors a couple of weeks ago, he was walking down the street, and I said, "You're Puzzle." And he said, "What?" He said, I said, "No, I know you too well that you're not good for Mishiyakir. I know you too well. I could tell your walk, and even when it's dark." So Rabbi Blue Zekasag Rocha was mentioning that Rav Moshe would go outside, when he was in the mountains, and look, there's a tourist. And people, he said, used to wait up in the, see when Rav Moshe would come out and make a bracha on it, says, right? But this is a big issue, especially, for early minyanim. This is a very big issue. Is it too early to... So again, this this is a question of when, how do we calculate? We use this calculation, 605, 606. But again, it's not so simple. But then the bottom line is, this is the important part, which I don't think we covered last time, and that is, what happens if you made a bracha too early on the tzitzis? Right? So sometimes the 5:45 minyan, or even now, people make bracha, you know, they make a bracha on the talis, and it's early, you know, they come to shul early, bracha shem. So then, again, you just have to, so the Mishnah Berurah comes out that you do not go back and make a new bracha. But that's not good enough. Why? So again, you just have to think. So based upon that machlokas that we saw before between the Rosh and the Rambam, so according to the Rosh, if you're wearing a daytime garment, a talis, even if you're wearing it at night, you still make a bracha on it. Right? So according to the Rosh, if you put on, let's say it was 2 o'clock in the morning and you put on a talis, you have to make a bracha. According to the Rambam, no. But according to the Rosh, yes. So therefore, you're yotz according to the Rosh. And therefore, obviously, you would not make a new bracha. Because, again, it's a ksus yom, it's a daytime garment, even though you're donning it, so to speak, during the during the night, it's too early, but still you make a bracha.
Good choice of words.
Huh? I know. You got to throw those in every once in a while.
And there's no requirement to say a bracha on talis every day.
Yes, there is, actually.
You didn't do it that day. So what do you do? How do you say, if you hold like the Rosh,
right,
that is at the middle of the night, that you can say a bracha, then the following day you haven't said a bracha on...
Oh, well, it depends if you took it off or not. Well, we're going to talk about that, believe it or not.
Then what do you have to do? Because the following day... You know,
so let's say you made a bracha, you're saying, at 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock. Tomorrow,
and you stay up.
Tomorrow morning I don't make a bracha. And so I said, fine, but yeah, like the brooch.
And you're still wearing the talis or talis khan. So you're good.
Tuesday,
it keeps on going. We're going to see.
I never said a bracha on it on Tuesday, though.
We're going to see if this is going to be an issue. The Mishnah Berurah is going to bring up later, and some Hasidim do this. They wear tzitzis at night, they keep the tzitzis on at night. Or they have it as a blank, I don't know. But they have it on at night. So then the shaila is, can you make a bracha the next morning? So usually it's not a big problem for married folk, right? Because the thing that they wear is just a talis katan. So then, but they didn't wear the talis, so they make a bracha on the big talis, like lis hatef. But the shaila would be, let's say you got a single chassidish bachur, right? And so at night he made a bracha, I don't know when he made a bracha, and then he's so to speak nonstop wearing tzitzis. And he's not wearing a talis to make a bracha on the talis. So what does he do? That's right. We'll see. That's going to be an issue later. Let's see. Meres Hashem. Okay, let's go. Let's finish the Mechaber, the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'im lov shel me'alos ha'shachar ve'elech." Let's say you put on a talis from alos ha'shachar. Now again, alos ha'shachar. It's not. When I was a kid, they used to call it morning star, but that's not the morning star. So alos ha'shachar is really early, right before sunrise. So let's say again, many of you maybe do this. Alos HaShachar is today 5:40, right? So let's say you put on tzitzis before 5:40. I don't know, I did that. Yeah, so you might have done it also. So again, we wait and make a bracha on the talis. Okay, but so let's say, I don't know, let's say you didn't do that, or you whatever. Yesh Omrim demavarech alav. So some people say, the Rama says that even before Mishiyakir, at Alos, you make a bracha. V'im lav shel kol l'chein, and let's say you're, again, putting on tzitzis even before Alos, you're going to say, like, when? Kegol slichos, right? Slichos, right? They still do. Wake up very early, say slichos. So then what? Lo yivar chalav. Shiara yom, and then when it gets earlier, or lighter, I should say, yamash meshbo v'yivarach. So then you feel the tzitzis, right? You're wearing it already. So we're not going to make you take it off and, you know, like, whole deal. But you feel the tzitzis, right? You take them in your head, you feel them. You're mamashmesh, you feel them. You make a bracha. Right? So that's, we used to do that here, right? The early minyan. So that's what they did when the Zman came. So then they didn't have to take it off. Some people did, but they didn't have to. You just, and then you just feel them to push the tefillin out of the proper places on the hand and make the appropriate brachas. And then the same thing, well, before that, you feel the tzitzis and make a bracha on that.
If we do something before the alos on our schedule, can we rely on the other opinions that say 72 minutes, 90 minutes before sunrise?
And you mean to daven?
Baby heaven.
To daven, let's say you're going to the airport or something.
You have to daven.
Daven. Yeah, that's what people do.
20 minutes before that, almost there.
Yeah, people do that.
Then we can rely on the 90-minute opinion.
It's better not to, but yeah. See, in other words, it's. I think I mentioned this a number of times. Now, there's the same issue that we have at the end of the day, right? In other words, what is it now? After sunset. Sunset was what today? Sunset was something. 5:09. So now, right? So now we're in the twilight zone. So right, for Shabbos, when does the night day end? Is it in sunset or is it later? So we have a big machlokas, right? We have all different times, right? The shul holds 50 minutes, yeshivas hold 60 minutes. Some places daven, I found out, I'm a little surprised. Some shuls daven at
Rabbi Beskas, they have people with health conditions, so they end Yom Kippur as soon as they possibly can.
Really?
Because they have people there with
36?
36.
Really? No, I heard about a shul local, I'm surprised, that they end Shabbos at 36. Or 35.
There is an opinion.
Yeah, so let's say those times. So again, I would think, I think I asked this with a posuk on them, that whatever you do at the end, you should do at the beginning. In other words, if you hold Shabbos ends after
72 minutes.
No, let's go the other way. After 36 minutes, so you think, oh, I'm ending Shabbos. So then you should be, as Mr. Kirschberg used to say, philosophically pure. And therefore, in the morning, you should only allow yourself to daven 36, 35 minutes before sunrise. Right?
Is that true? We have to be
sunrise. I think that makes sense to me, but people don't do that. Right? They'll daven if they have to catch a plane or whatever, 90 minutes or 72 minutes or 60 minutes before sunrise. But Shabbos, they'll end...
system, we just have to hold by the same opinion.
Right, so I'm saying that would be the same opinion. So I'm saying that would be the same opinion.
It's the same opinion. Yeah. They were
see, because again, this is a thing about Mishiyakir, like Rabbi Bluholm said, how they do Mishiyakir? They walked outside. So how is, it's all of a sudden we become fancy with a certain amount of degrees below the horizon and all the, right? That's a modern calculation. Yeah, so.
With the blue and the white tits, how